O stands for letting go of opposition, which is also the law of least resistance. Do less and accomplish more. And ultimately, do nothing and accomplish everything. So put your attention in your heart, listen and repeat. When I feel opposition, I will not oppose it in return. Today I will oppose nothing that occurs. I will resist nothing. In the words of Jesus Christ, I will resist not evil. Evil is a projection of our shadows. By embracing our own shadows and bringing the light of awareness to them and forgiving them, I will diminish the evil in the world. So remember, letting go of opposition is about non-resistance. It's about the biblical injunction to turn the other cheek. But it makes little sense to your ego. When your ego feels pushed, the I inside you wants to push back. When it is harmed, it wants to lash out against the attacker. In this way, the cycle of attack and defense never ends. The soul's approach is not to oppose, which means not defending your position or your point of view when a situation defies your expectations. Let the opposition pass, either by waiting or leaving or surrendering to the obstacle. The essence of this strategy is to put an end to struggle and conflict by allowing spirit to find its own way to the solution. You're not required to be passive, however. You will only find discovery when you refuse to oppose. In many cases, a solution will appear as if magically, which is a sign that you're learning to act from the level of your soul. So let's repeat the affirmation. Today, when I feel opposition, I will not oppose in return. Today, I will oppose nothing that occurs. I will resist nothing. In the words of Jesus Christ, I will resist not evil. Today, I will oppose nothing that occurs.